Hi there, welcome to the Healthy Church Staff Podcast. My name is Todd Rhodes. I'm one of the co-founders over at chemistrystaffing.com. And today we're going to be talking, it's heating up, people. It's an election year. They say it's because both former President Trump and President Biden both are the presumptive nominees so early that 2024 is going to be the longest election year ever, I think, or at least in a long time. And the pastors that I'm talking to are just wondering what's going to happen. Our culture is so divided and angsty, is that a word, when it comes to politics. So as a pastor, as a church staff person, this is going to be a really interesting year. It's going to be filled with politics everywhere. And church people get into politics, and not everybody's on the same side. And everybody's looking to you as a pastor or a church leader, sometimes either to reinforce what they think or to know what you think. We're all going to be bombarded with political ads and phone calls and news segments and presidential debates. So how do we in our churches get through this year of what could be just a really ugly election? I've got a few points here, and we're talking politics, and that's always enter that with a little bit of trepidation. I don't think what I'm going to say here today is going to be too controversial, but you may agree, you may not agree, but hopefully we can still be friends. But my first point is, and I just think this is wise. This might not fit you or your church, but remain nonpartisan as a pastor, at least as much as you can. As a private citizen, you should be. I would encourage you to be involved in the political process as much as you want to be. You can watch cable news and debate over the dining room table and vote your conscience. I hope you do all of those things. But in your role as a pastor, I think it's wise to at least be cautious on what you put out there, because you're a representative of your church, you're a representative of Christ, and if you can be as apolitical or at least as nonpartisan as you can, I think that is a good way, at least a bar to set for yourself. And if somebody feels uncomfortable at your church because they vote for an opposing candidate, you may be actually undermining the centrality of the gospel. So my first suggestion would be, hey, remain as nonpartisan as you can as a pastor or a church staff member. Here's the second thing. If you're preaching, if you're the one that's preaching, you know, preach on the providence of God. Every political ad or a lot of political ads that we hear are going to make it sound like the future is entirely in our hands. It's all up to us as citizens. And every election, I've already heard, this is the most important election in the history of our nation, in the history of humanity. And truth be told, every election, I think I've heard that this is the most important one ever. And it very well may be, I don't know. But is everything going to go to hell in a handbasket if our candidate doesn't win, or your candidate or my candidate doesn't win? Will it be the end of the republic? Probably not. We do not hold our own destiny. And there's something bigger. And preaching on the providence of God and as spiritual leaders, we really have the opportunity and hopefully the goal to encourage people that, this might sound crazy, but God's still on his throne, and he's the one who raises up kings, and he's the one who brings down kings. And we need to remind people of what God said in Psalm 46. And he said, be still and know that I'm God. And part of that is extremely beneficial, helpful, encouraging during a time of an election. Okay, so remain nonpartisan. Preach on the providence of God. God is in control no matter how the election turns out. Number three, pray for our nation and our leaders, and encourage your congregation to do. We're commanded to do that in Scripture. And here's the deal. Even if two Christians have vastly different opinions on candidates, they should be able to pray together, right? 1 Timothy 2 says, I urge that supplications and prayers and intercessions and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and those who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet and godly and dignified life in every way. So that's a call to prayer. Even when we're divided politically as a church, it's time to pray. It's time to pray, and we can be the spokesperson, the role model to do that. And then finally, and I think you have to be careful here, but encourage, and I don't know why I say you need to be careful, encourage people to vote. I wouldn't tell them who to vote for. Good citizenry does participate in democracy. It's part of our role as good citizens, and Christians above all should be good citizens. I would encourage people to not who to vote for, but to make sure that they vote. That voting is a way of being salt and light and caring for our neighbor and doing what's good. And it's an important piece. So I think we should encourage people to do that. Above all, and I want you to hear this, just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep doing what you're normally doing. If you as a pastor change your tune and join in with anger and the bitterness that is going to be a part of our culture this year, if you do that, many will see that as a cue for how they should act too. And on the other hand, if they see you joyful in the midst of turmoil and decisiveness, and if they see you delighting in the gospel and loving Jesus, they're going to want to follow that too. People actually do follow your leadership. And what you prioritize this year will stand out all the more at a time when every cable news station and newspaper and social media is going to be screaming that the sky is falling and this election is the most important thing in the universe. God is much more exciting, more enjoyable than any candidate's latest shocking statement. So look at the longer picture. This year, 2024, it's going to come and go. And whoever sits in the Oval Office over the next 4 years is going to come and go too. Let's keep our eyes on our mission. Let's keep our eyes on the gospel. Remain nonpartisan. Preach on the providence of God. Pray for our nations. And encourage people to go out and vote. And above all, just keep doing what you normally do. I would love to hear your comments on this. You can reach me anytime at podcast@chemistrystaffing.com. podcast@chemistrystaffing.com. I hope you'll join us. We are here every weekday, Monday through Friday. And we will be back tomorrow. We're going to talk about 7 trends to watch out for in the church in 2024. Hope you'll join us right here again tomorrow.